session number 15622, Rennie Sawyer. Right channel, informant plus interviewer mixed.
Wouldn't it?
Yes.
Before World War Two.
That's right.
Where you were sort of born and brought up.
I was born. Just then, when the war broke out, and my sister was 3 years old. We'd done the same things as children all over the world, going to the parks and going to the picnics. We were a very good family, as my father was one of 8 children and my mother one of 4. We used to go and spend our vacations with them, and it was a jolly. Yes, I do. We had a bombardment. They came and they bombarded on this. All Jewish families ran away from the town. I don't know why. What was the wisdom in it? To 44 kilometers from our town, and I had grandparents. And to hide me on one side and my sister on the other side. Not anybody, but she tried. It wasn't very long, they got hold of my little sister. And my mother got a good hiding. She was. She said to the officer, "Please don't hit her, but not my mother." So to protect her. And she ran away. Face, and I can never forget that. It's with me day and not of me. And she ran away, we never saw her.
Still with your mother?
Yeah, I was, she was hiding me on one side, and yes. And lined us up in fives, and we were taken to the locals. One to the right is to live, and the one to the left was going straight onto the lorries to be taken away. people that I was with. Run away. We had nothing to eat, nothing. This was going on. People tried to. Very, very difficult. There was so much starvation and illness. For some reason, they shave your head. They think there is some infectious, you know. One night we heard a lot of commotion. We didn't know what it was. Apparently they came with the lorries, made a selection from the. They took out ill people from the hospital onto the lorries. For some reason they didn't come in to my walls because. The next day, my parents took me back home. No matter how ill I was, they did. And very, very frightened, because the slightest knock, I was afraid that. This is how it was going. Liquidated. And we're all going to be taken to some lovely camps. Doctors and nurses will be looking after us. We'll have just a wonderful life. Voluntarily to the station. Well, I think they wanted everybody to come voluntarily because they didn't want a repetition of the Warsaw Ghetto.
What had happened there?
I had mine shaved off when I had typhus. Collecting whatever jewelry one had and money, they collected that. Our room, in fact, it was the guest chamber. To this big hole, the couples were all walking along us. So we knew where we are, and when we were huddled together. Came out to through a different door. We didn't go out to the same house. At random, they were given. I got a large skirt. People got smaller clothes, I got this. What my mother did is she tore off a piece. We come out shaven, head shaved, and this stupid clothes. Even if it was summer, but at night it was cold and an open field. They were allocated a hat. Packed like sardines, everybody was sitting. Hut, there was like a partition, like a chimney. Small, but I can hit very, very hard. And she was a Czechoslovakian woman, an inmate.
If it hits you, it hits you. And this is how we were spending our time. The people in, I forgot what
a sort of roll call.
Roll call, that's right.